Today's words of wisdom, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming, will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Albanese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
México o los Estados Unidos Mexicanos están localizados en el sur de América del Norte. Su capital es la Ciudad de México, una de las ciudades más grandes de la Tierra. México es el sexto país más grande de las Américas y el quinceavo más grande del mundo. Tiene una población de aproximadamente 106 millones y por lo tanto es el onceavo país más poblado. Esta bella nación posee numerosos lugares calificados por la UNESCO como sitios Patrimonio de la Humanidad, tanto culturales como naturales.
Entre los sitios culturales, México presenta la antigua ciudad maya de Calakmul, el Tajín, una ciudad prehispánica, y las pinturas rupestres de la Sierra de San Francisco, por nombrar algunos. Los listados de sitios naturales según la UNESCO incluyen las islas y áreas protegidas en el Golfo de California y el Santuario de Ballenas de El Vizcaíno. Durante casi 3.000 años, México fue el sitio de varias civilizaciones amerindias. Las culturas mesoamericanas, como las de los olmecas, los mayas y los aztecas. Hoy en día, México alberga una riqueza de culturas únicas. Cada región cuenta con una cultura y lenguajes característicos.
En años recientes, México se ha tornado más proactivo en sus esfuerzos por proteger el medio ambiente, incluyendo la tema urgente del calentamiento global. En 2008, México fue alabado en el reporte de Banco Mundial Menos Carbono, América Latina enfrentada al desafío de cambio climático, por su Estrategia Nacional de Cambio Climático para reducir millones de toneladas de emisión de carbono.
Para informar al público acerca de la gravedad del calentamiento global y sus soluciones, los funcionarios del gobierno del estado de Veracruz organizaron varias conferencias de cambio climático, en las cuales la maestra suprema Xin Hai fue convocada como la invitada de honor especial. Durante estas conferencias, la maestra suprema Xin Hai cortésmente compartió sus percepciones y el mensaje de la solución individual más efectiva e inmediata para mitigar el calentamiento global, la dieta vegana.
Ahora les invitamos a unírsenos en la parte 1 de la retransmisión en 6 partes de la videoconferencia en vivo con la maestra suprema Xin Hai, titulada SOS, acción rápida para frenar el calentamiento global, el 16 de noviembre de 2009. En Orizaba, Veracruz, México.
Good afternoon, esteemed leaders, distinguished guests, supportive viewers of Supreme Master Television, and friends. A heartfelt welcome to our conference on climate change, entitled SOS, A Quick Action to Stop Global Warming, here in Orizaba, Veracruz, Mexico. We feel very encouraged and truly appreciate your participation today.
This conference is being broadcast in World Wildlife on Supreme Master Television via 14 satellite platforms, IPTV, as well as internet on www.suprememastertv.com. In addition, it is being aired on live radio in Mexico on XETQ 850 AM Orizaba, Veracruz, XEOV 1240 AM Orizaba, XHPG-FM Córdoba, XEDZ 580 AM Córdoba, Veracruz, and Radio Orizaba S.A.
Orizaba means region of the high mountains, with the magnificent Citlaltepetl mountain, highest of Mexico, the health-sustaining mineral springs nearby. We are humbled and ever grateful to how much God has indeed loved and blessed beautiful Mexico.
To begin, we have some good news to share with you about some major steps the Mexican government has been taking to protect this precious country.
In the face of the most serious drought in 69 years, in October 2009, His Excellency Presidente Felipe Calderón inaugurated a nearly $20 million campaign entitled, Water is Like Your Family, Protect It. All Mexican citizens are being encouraged to take special care to preserve this precious resource.
In fact, President Calderón is very committed to taking action to curb global warming. His Excellency has pledged to decrease greenhouse gas emissions by 50 tons per year until 2012.
Also, in April of 2009, the U.S.-Mexico Bilateral Framework on Clean Energy and Climate Change was released. This document outlines the collaboration between Mexico and the USA in the areas of sustainable energy, protection of forests, low-carbon energy technology, and more. This shows that Mexico is seriously searching for solutions to safeguard our world and is willing to take the necessary action.
The state of Veracruz, so rich in natural beauty and resources, is at the forefront for the efforts to protect the environment. A vivid sign of this commitment is the presence of a number of mayors from cities throughout the state. And we would like to extend a warm welcome to them today and introduce them to our local and global audience.
First, our host city of Orizaba, Honorable Juan Manuel Diaz Francos.
We would now like to recognize the Honorable Nelson Bote Ramos, Mayor of Ixotitlán, whose development projects benefit many people in the community.
The Honorable Ángel Sánchez Rincón, Mayor of Fortín de las Flores, has been very active in providing the necessary help to regions affected by recent heavy rains.
The Honorable Juan Antonio Levin Torres, Mayor of Córdoba. His efforts in improving education have helped many students to continue their studies.
The Honorable Luis Flores Trujillo, Mayor of Zongolica. Mayor Trujillo has undertaken the task to meet the needs of citizens who have just moved to the city.
The Honorable Octavio Misael Lorenzo Morales, Mayor of Atzacán.
The Honorable Raúl Vera Aguilar, Mayor of Rio Blanco.
The Honorable Dulce María Romero Aquino, Mayor of Camerino Zeta Mendoza. Mayor Romero Aquino has been very active in improving literacy in her city.
The Honorable Miguel Romero Retana, Mayor of Nogales. Similar to Mayor Romero Aquino, improving the citizens' literacy and enhancing the education system is one of his priorities.
We are also very pleased to welcome the Honorable Fidel Curi Grajales, Federal Deputy of the 15th District.
The Honorable Alfonso Torres Gonzalez, Mayor of Mariano Escobedo.
We are very honored to have the presence of distinguished guests such as Dr. Eva Campos Solano, Head of the Sanitary Jurisdiction of Orizaba.
Ms. Lucina Chua Gonzalez, General Secretary of the Union of Workers of Orizaba.
Dr. Emilio Fili De Bernardi, Director of the Association of Friends and Neighbors of the Environment.
The Honorable Edgar Curi Grajales, Syndicate of the City Council.
And Mr. Cuauhtémoc Alfaro Bustos, Technical Secretary of the Union of Workers of the Social Insurance. Thank you all dignitaries and participants for your very much valued attendance at this conference.
We have come together to find the most effective way to save our planet as time is running out. According to experts, global warming is happening at a much faster rate than earlier scientific predictions.
Important findings, such as the release by the World Watch Institute, tell us that the livestock industry is responsible for over 50% of the greenhouse gas emission.
And this is thought to be a conservative estimate. And reports with newly discovered facts are constantly increasing this percentage. Thus, the fastest way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is to stop its number one source, livestock breeding.
Besides her natural beauty, Mexico is also the cradle of a number of glorious civilizations. We know that among these splendid cultures of the past, the Mayas faced decline because of the over-exploitation of the natural resources.
Today, even as we reach the end of the Mayan calendar, the humanity faces environmental catastrophes that the Mayans predicted. Species are disappearing every day. The dead zones in our oceans are increasing in size, and the latest swine flu epidemic is spreading quickly. Today's environmental crisis is no longer the problem of any one culture or country. Ladies and gentlemen, let us watch this short video on climate change, which addresses the urgency of our current situation and proposes a practical solution.
Were the first organisms that came to land. 1.3 billion years ago, fungi marched onto land from the oceans. Plants followed several hundred million years later. They were the gateway species, and they led the way. And in the trail of mycelium that they created in plant and animal communities, then marched forward upon the mantle of mycelium.
Every day, up to 270 species are erased from existence. One third of all animal species have been lost since the 1970s.
It is our behavior that caused so much the loss of our planetary species. Scientists have proved it. So we all know that fishing, hunting, polluting the environment are the cause of global warming and the decrease of animals on the planet. And many of the advices to stop often have gone unheeded. And it's a pity, you know, we should protect the species because when we protect them, we protect the ecology. And the ecology links with our health, the health of the planet and the people.
According to the World Health Organization, the 2009 swine flu pandemic is the fastest ever spreading pandemic in history, with millions today likely to be infected. Canadian agencies have seen a 99% correlation between the number of pig factory farms and the total number of human swine flu cases per province.
When we cram tens of thousands of animals into these cramped, filthy football field-sized sheds to life, snout to top their own waste, it's just a breeding ground for disease.
Pig and other animal factory farms also create antibiotic-resistant bacteria. In the US, where 70% of all antibiotics are fed to farm animals, bacterial infections claim 18,000 human lives each year, which is more than all the AIDS fatalities in the country. Ocean dead zones are increasing. Satellite data from a recent study published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters showed that barren zones in the world's oceans increased in one decade by around 5 million square kilometers, an area equivalent to about half the size of the United States. These so-called ocean deserts appear very dark as they lack green chlorophyll from plankton, as with their land counterparts. The deserts are also hotter than surrounding areas. Animal agriculture is largely responsible for these regions that support no life, as fertilizers and manure make their way to the oceans, ultimately robbing it of oxygen and killing marine animals and plants in increasingly larger areas.
Since people found out about this talk that I was going to give here today, I've received a number of emails from people that I respect saying that the 18% figure is an underestimate. It's a low estimate, and in actual fact, it's much higher.
And I just had some information just recently that the new figures now indicate that at least half of the greenhouse gases that are up there now, not the 15 or 20%, at least half, and maybe considerably more, are due to livestock production.
Greenhouse gases are emitted during virtually every step of the meat-producing process. Of the three major greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, methane is up to 72 times more potent than CO2, while nitrous oxide is up to 300 times more potent.
Sure, we have to deal with CO2 in the long run. But if you want to make an impact on climate in the next 20 years, the place to do it is with the shorter-lived greenhouse gases, most important of which is methane.
We have a critical environmental crisis now happening with effects that we're seeing around the world, and if we want to address the warming we're seeing now, the best bang for our buck comes in addressing the other gases, mostly methane, and its number one source, animal agriculture.
Birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc., etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real life, real animals, real people. and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Together, we can save lives.
As we have seen from this video, a shift to a vegan diet is the solution that makes the most sense to halt global warming.
By promptly switching to a plant-based lifestyle, we will greatly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, especially methane, and restore the much-needed balance to the Earth. We are so blessed that there is still time left to save our planet, and the solution, as presented by Supreme Master Qinghai and many respected scientists, is so clear and logical.
Now, we would like to introduce our first guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Juan Manuel Diaz Francos of the city of Orizaba, who has prepared in advance a video speech for us that highlights the importance given to the ecological in this progressive city.
Soy Juan Manuel Díez Francos, presidente municipal de Orizaba, Veracruz, República Mexicana. Nuestra ciudad es la cuna del fútbol nacional. Fue la primera en tener un campo de golf y donde las hidroeléctricas se instalaron en el país. Una ciudad llena de historia, pero consciente de que el progreso debe ser sustentable. Es por ello que te envío este mensaje. Tal vez veas esto y pienses, es la naturaleza. Tal vez cuando escuchas el calentamiento global, pienses en películas de ciencia ficción, en grupos ambientalistas, radicales, o peor aún, que faltan muchos años para que se convierta en realidad. Tal vez sigas estando equivocado. Este es nuestro planeta. Muchos científicos auguran grandes desastres naturales, productos del alza de temperaturas en nuestro planeta, inundaciones, hambruna, sequías, heladas, epidemias. Estas serán frecuentes en muchos países. ¿De qué es serio? Muy serio. Pero lo peor de todo es que nosotros mismos somos los que estamos colaborando con el calentamiento global de nuestro hábitat al utilizar combustibles fósiles, permitir la contaminación industrial y la destrucción de bosques y de las tierras húmedas. Se cree que de seguir aumentando la temperatura, el calentamiento global se repetirá en forma desigual. Será menor en las zonas costeras donde el mar refresca la tierra y mayor en las zonas continentales donde el sol quemará con todas sus fuerzas. A veces la realidad supera la ficción. El destino nos va a alcanzar. El agua contaminada no estará disponible para el ser humano. Evitemos que las siguientes guerras sean por el agua y los alimentos. Debemos revertir los impactos negativos a los ecosistemas, derivados del desconocimiento de la falta de una cultura y educación ambiental. Nos estamos acabando el planeta, a este mundo maravilloso que tanto nos ha dado. Todavía estamos a tiempo, pero tenemos que cambiar nuestra manera de pensar y empezar a actuar desde este momento. En Orizaba estamos recolectando más toneladas de desechos que en muchos otros años. Es una lucha constante por mantener una ciudad limpia. Como este problema, existen muchos. Las futuras generaciones deben estar conscientes de lo importante que es cuidar las áreas verdes, el agua y todos los ecosistemas. Bienvenidos y sonrían. Están en Orizaba.
Our many thanks, Honorable Mayor Juan Manuel Diaz Francos for your insightful message, for your example, and as well as for hosting this event in Orizaba. Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, the chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is our next speaker. His meticulous work with hundreds of scientists from around the world in preparing the scientific report on climate change earned him and his panel colleagues the Nobel Peace Prize.
Dr. Pachauri has long advocated to reduce meat consumption, to halt climate change. Dr. Pachauri has sent us his message and supporting wishes. Let's take a look.
Let me start by first saluting you and greeting you on this occasion. I'm delighted that this major conference is being held in Mexico. Mexico is a remarkable country. You not only have rich tradition and culture, but you also have human values that really can show the way for the rest of humanity. I would like to highlight the serious problem of climate change, because this is not merely an increase in temperatures, as the erroneous use of the term global warming seems to suggest. What climate change represents is a complete disruption of the climate system, as a result of which we are seeing much higher frequency, intensity, and duration of floods, droughts, heat waves, and extreme precipitation events. And what is terribly tragic is the fact that the worst impacts of climate change will be felt by some of the poorest communities on Earth. And we also have to be concerned about intergenerational equity. Some of us who have led a rich and full life are obviously leaving a planet that is going to make it very difficult for future generations and those that are yet to come even beyond the next generation to meet their own needs. I would like to remind you that the definition of sustainable development, as brought out by the Brundtland Commission report, is very simple, but it goes to the heart of the values that we should be exercising to meet the threat of climate change. Sustainable development, as the Commission said, is that form of development which helps us to meet our own needs without compromising on the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, if we are going to create conditions by which the climate of this planet is going to get much worse, much more unpredictable, much more erratic, then obviously we are going to make it very difficult for future generations to lead sustainable lives and to be able to promote sustainable livelihoods. So I think there is urgency in bringing about change. We have to reduce drastically and urgently the emissions of greenhouse gases. Now, one means by which we can do that substantially is through changes in lifestyles. And the question you could ask is, what changes in lifestyles? Well, we certainly have to use energy much more efficiently in everything that we do, but we must also look at our eating habits. We have become much too addicted to excessive consumption of meat and animal proteins, and we have to move away from that. Now, I know I'm talking to you in a location which produces a lot of livestock. Livestock and the means by which it is used for satisfying the demand of human society is clearly one major source of emissions. There are varying estimates. The FAO brought out a report where it said that about 18% of the total emissions of greenhouse gases come from the livestock cycle. But if you look at what they have done, clearly there are some elements that have been left out of that estimate. Other estimates indicate a much higher percentage of emissions from this source. However, what I'd like to submit is what I've been saying in various parts of the world. If you eat less meat, you would be healthier and so would the planet. According to several sources, it is also one means by which human health is impaired and affected seriously. So please keep this in mind. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the future of every living species. And unless we bring about a radical change, which I can assure you, as someone who turned to vegetarianism several years ago, you'll feel much better. And future generations will feel very good about you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pachauri, for being a true leader through your shining example and wise advice. Your suggestions are much valued.
We now have a message from Mrs. Eva Kistorp, a dedicated political activist and prominent figure of the European environmental movement for almost four decades. Over the years, she has initiated many local and global campaigns and has been the co-founder, co-organizer of civic and political organizations such as the German Green Party, Women for Peace, the European Nuclear Disarmament, the Global Commission to Fund the UN, the Ecological Marshall Plan, and the Climate Action Network. Mrs. Kistorp is a successful author and co-author of more than 15 publications. Let's watch her message now.
Guten Tag. I will give my greetings to all the participants of the conference in Veracruz. I hope you be a big force and a loud, non-violent, creative voice for Copenhagen to say, beside our changes in energy politics to go out of the nuclear energy, to reduce oil consumption, to make energy savings, to change the world in the direction of solar energy, we can change our life by relating to regional products, ecological farming, and by relating to our regional products, which are not brought in by airplanes or big ships, and enjoy ecological food. Vegetarian ecological food is a gift of God, and it tastes wonderful. It's delicious. And if we do it in good communities, so if we share, it's not just not eating meat. It's creating and reestablishing a culture, which is a spiritual culture, that we are thankful to good water, that we are thankful to good fruits, that we are thankful to good vegetables, and that we share it together with prayers, with music, and getting quiet within ourselves, and then the good fruits and the good vegetable can heal our souls and give us strength for life. We have to think about how we enter the global media, that there is not bad advertisement, especially for little children, so that they do not get addicted to meat, that we have to teach the schools, the teachers, and the parents, and maybe make counseling for schools, that children and teachers learn how to cook good vegetarian food so that they can see to give up meat or to consume less meat can be enjoyable and good life. And then we should not leave the task only to governments. We as consumers, we as voters, we as citizens, we as spiritual and human beings can do a lot. The World Watch Institute said now, part of the greenhouse gases is the eating of meat and the production of meat, which is using too much water too. And we have water problems, we have desertification problems, we have food and hunger problems in the world beside climate change. So to reduce the use of meat and even not to eat meat, but to be clear vegetarians and to lead a spiritual life with meditation and with a spirit of nonviolence can be very important in the fight against climate change and for a more peaceful world, which I hope, my dear Mr. Shanghai, will include women rights too and will give back dignity, especially to older women who try to save the earth.
Our many thanks, Ms. Eva Kirstop, for your kind greetings and valuable remarks.
Hay gente concientizada y bueno, pues yo creo que gente que se va a tarea para meditar en el hogar con la familia, para tratar de convertir los hábitos de alimentación de manera diferente y sobre todo en el esquema de haber conocido lo que implica el cambio climático, lo que implica el calentamiento global.
¿Qué piensa acerca de la dieta vegetariana? Después de la conferencia, ¿pensaría en volverse vegetariano?
Bueno, lo cierto es que yo cada vez consumo mucho menos carne. a nuestros hijos les hemos inculcado en la familia que se debe preparar la comida y se debe consumir vegetales, verduras, etcétera. Entonces, nosotros obviamente sí lo hemos llegado a pensar, lo estamos pensando y lo estamos meditando, ¿no? Pero cada vez sí consumimos menos. Sé vegetariano, sé ecologista, salva el planeta.
Gracias por estar aquí. ¿Nos podrías dar su comentario acerca de la videoconferencia?
Pues un tema bastante interesante, mucha reflexión hacia lo que generalmente escuchamos para combatir el calentamiento global y pues sobre todo diferentes opciones que hay en favor de nuestro planeta. Creo que es bastante interesante y muy atractivo también.
¿Qué te ha parecido esta videoconferencia?
Interesante porque habla sobre nuestro planeta y que lo tenemos que cuidar. Es algo genial porque nos hablan de los seres vivos. A mí me parece perfecta, ¿no? Porque tenemos que salvar nuestro planeta.
¿Tú te convertirías en vegetariana, Mariana?
Sí, porque pues amo a los animales y pues no me gustaría estar en su cuerpo o en su alma cuando los torturan o X cosa. Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico, salva el mundo.
Gracias, televidentes amantes de la Tierra, por su compañía en el episodio de hoy de Palabras de Sabiduría. Acompáñenos nuevamente el martes en la parte 2 de la retransmisión de la videoconferencia en vivo SOS, Acción Rápida para Frenar el Calentamiento Global. Y ahora, por favor, sigan en sintonía de Supreme Master Television para un viaje a través de los reinos estéticos que ya vienen después de Noticias de Interés. Les deseamos una semana feliz, llena de bondad.
Thank you, our loving viewers, for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again Tuesday for part 2 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a happy week full of loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.